Since 1939, Arkham House has enthralled readers with tales of cosmic demons and demigods. Originally founded to preserve the works of pulp horror writer H.P. Lovecraft, the Sauk City publisher has also introduced some of the world's most renowned weird fiction writers, including Robert E. Howard, creator of Conan the Barbarian, and Ray Bradbury, author of The Martian Chronicles and The Illustrated Man. Bradbury says he still owes a great debt to Arkham House's editor, August Derleth, for taking an interest in his work early on.
I was a sap. I was a nerd. I couldn't write essays. I couldn't write plays. I couldn't write novels. I couldn't write anything. And thank God August Derleth encouraged me, and I began to grow and write better short stories.
August Derleth kept Arkham House running until his death in 1971. His daughter, April Derleth, now operates the company. She says her dad would be astonished to receive the World Fantasy Award.
Considering he didn't think Arkham House would last very long after his death, I do believe it's just for years of achievement and success in the field and for perpetrating this model genre press and for setting the standard for other publishers.
April Derleth's brother, Wally, is on the board of directors for Arkham House. He says the future looks bright for the dark horror company.
There's no doubt that in the decades to come that Arkham will still maintain the brand, the trademark, and their reputation.
The Derleths note that many contemporary horror and fantasy icons, including Stephen King and Dungeons & Dragons co-creator Gary Gygax, have cited Arkham House works as major influences. Its genre of supernatural fiction has also inspired numerous radio plays and movies, including the 1993 film H.P. Lovecraft's Necronomicon, Book of the Dead, which plays on the concept that mankind is an insignificant microbe surrounded by ancient forces beyond his comprehension. As for the World Fantasy Award, the trophy is a bust of H.P. Lovecraft himself, the initial inspiration behind Arkham House's creation. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.